The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please serve everyone on Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Ray. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello.
Hola. All right, Ray, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. You have your choice today of one of three categories, and today we offer you Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess. And finally today, Seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to violence.
I like License to Spill.
A crash on Route 22 in Northampton County, Pennsylvania, temporarily trapped motorists on a highway and forced traffic to divert onto side roads. Just after 11 a.m., a truck headed west overturned. It struck a Jersey wall barrier separating the west and eastbound lanes, spilling something onto both sides of the highway and shutting down the highway entirely. So Route 22 East reopened a couple of hours later, followed by the westbound lanes about an hour and a half after that. Now, the driver of the truck was taken to an area hospital, and a Northampton County 911 emergency dispatch supervisor also reports a spill of about 100 gallons of diesel fuel as a result of the crash. So in addition to the diesel, what spilled on Route 22, closing down both sides of the highway? Was it asphalt? Was it frozen chicken? Was it manure or was it tomato paste? So asphalt, frozen chicken, manure, or tomato paste?
Well, gosh, I don't know. What do you guys think?
Ray, I'm going to go manure. Poop and diesel.
How did you say how long it was shut down for?
A couple of hours. So the truck tipped over at about 11 a.m. They opened the eastbound lane 2.5 hours after that. The westbound lane an hour and a half after that.
Ta-ta-ta. I'm going to say frozen chicken.
Frozen chicken.
All right, Ray, what do you got?
Tomato paste.
You're going to go tomato paste. Okay. What spilled all over the road? Hey, man, it could be going to the Heinz plant. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Was it to asphalt, frozen chicken, manure, or tomato paste? We'll find out next.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category is a license to spill on Profile. This had a crash in PA that stopped traffic after a truck overturned. Did reopen a few hours later, at least a couple lanes, and then maybe an hour and a half later, all the other lanes were opened up. Question is, other than, what'd you say, 100,000 gallons of diesel? Or
how many gallons was it?
1,000 gallons of diesel?
Ah, oh, crap. And it is 100 gallons. 100 gallons of diesel.
And then something else. So what was the other thing that spilled all over the road? Asphalt, frozen chicken, manure, or tomato paste?
And, Ray, that is a very question that we posed to you. Let us start with Beat That Smith. You went with frozen chicken.
I did.
It was not frozen chicken.
Well, good.
I'm
glad that didn't get wasted.
Miles, you went with manure.
Yeah, you can waste
manure.
That.
Nah, it was not manure. Ray, that leaves you with tomato paste. It was not tomato paste. It was, in fact.
Is it hot asphalt?
It was asphalt, which is another nickname for your butt crack. But yeah, it was, in fact, asphalt.
Jesus. That seems crazy they cleaned it up that quick.
That's what I thought.
That's why I didn't pick it.
When I first read the story, I'm like, let me get this straight. But yeah, the truck overturned at 11 a.m. By 1:30, they'd opened the eastbound lanes. By 3 o'clock, they'd opened the westbound lanes.
Man, I just got behind one of those things. It's crazy.
With an asphalt truck?
Well, yeah, and it was like 90 degrees, so like you could see the heat waves coming off the top.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is smoking. You know, I'm just like, it's almost like a, I don't know, like a truck's on fire.
Do you think they cleaned it up or you just mash it into the road? Well, we just repaved the highway.
I don't know. I will say, though, I hate construction on the road, but
yeah.
You get on a freshly asphalted road.
Very nice.
Oh, God.
Very nice.
Lovely.
Now, for all TV readers all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! Obviously, this weekend, I was excited. We had week zero in college football.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody happen to get up and watch the Aer Lingus Classic in Dublin, Ireland?
No.
Dublin, Ireland. It was Kansas State and Ohio State. Of course, that rivalry. Iowa State and Kansas State. That rivalry known as Farmageddon.
I
guess it's the longest continuously run rivalry in college sports.
Oh, really?
Well, because when you redesigned all the conferences, you lost a lot of them there for a couple
of
years.
That makes sense now.
You'd think it'd be Army-Navy. I guess I should look that up. I just said that out loud. I shouldn't have said it.
No, it's out there now. Farmageddon.
Well, Farmageddon sign. I'm like, it's the longest.
That's how they said Farmageddon.
I mean, look, if it wasn't the first game of the year that had two ranked teams.
Yeah.
And look, I'm a college football nerd. I never knew it was called Farmageddon.
I think I heard it last year. I mean, I would not have remembered in 10 million years, but it sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah, but the lead up to this one, I was like, all right. And
Armageddon.
To their credit, like we said, like we keep saying, American football is getting more popular. But there was a couple funny things from that game. Miles and I were watching the same Irish guy. He's like an influencer in Ireland or something. He went to the game. His first thoughts, he was like, these games are long.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I like the passion. But he said, you could tell the Americans, because what did he say? No proper Irishman would ever drink Guinness out of a plastic cup at a game.
Or probably even a can. I mean, I don't know.
And then the other funny thing was people kept posting pictures where all these pubs in Dublin clearly, like, ordered flags. So they had the Iowa State flag. But they just had State of Kansas flags.
Right. Like, so it wasn't the Kansas State flag. It was the flag for the state of Kansas.
Correct.
They tried, man.
So there's a lot of things that make you like different shows and stuff. For me, it's just, you know, I like sports and this and that. But Netflix has a new feature where your zodiac sign will help suggest stuff you should watch.
Wait, Netflix is, hey, what's your sign? And we're going to tell you, presumably.
They think a horoscope has something to do with what people's television viewing habits are?
No, but they think that the gimmick will get you to try it.
Okay, all right.
Maybe they do. Here's some examples. All right, somebody give me their astrological sign.
Aries
loves chaos and competition. Yes. So you would watch shows like Squid Game and Love is Blind.
I did not watch Love is Blind, and I got through about the first half of the first season of Squid Game.
Ooh! Have you got to red light, green light yet?
Yes.
Yeah. So that is the scene when we're flying back from Milwaukee. My buddy, I go, what are you watching? He is not drinking. I'm kind of drunk. He goes, here, you can have my other headphone. So it's an evening flight.
Okay.
And it's not a spoiler alert. It's been out for years. But when that guy walks up and just shoots the guy in the back of the head, I reacted on the plane and went, like, oh, S. And, like, I'm in the aisle, like, kind of hopped out, and I was like, and he's like, dude. I was like, yep, sorry. And I just kind of looked around, and I just went, I haven't seen Squid Game yet.
Is that what you said?
People were like, all right.
Give him a pass.
It was startling. Miles, what are you?
Aquarius.
Ooh, Aquarius.
It says that dining. Why is your sign the only one to get the song?
It's the dawning.
Like, no one's saying, like, Capricorn, you're the man. Like, it hasn't happened.
I have a movie, Capricorn 1.
Yeah, pick me up. And it starred who? O.J. Simpson. Be proud, Ted. Be real proud.
All right, All right, Aquarius. With their otherworldly vibe. You guys ever think Miles has an otherworldly vibe?
There are times, yes.
Yeah. I think I heard one of his exes say that to you. What world are you from?
Right.
What planet are you living on?
West Virginia. Should explain everything. Like, Squid Games.
It's its own island.
You should understand.
It sounds like something a coach would say. What planet are you living on, Montgomery?
What color is the sky on your planet?
With the otherworldly vibe, they could find titles such as Stranger Things and Venom, The Last Dance. You like Stranger Things.
Venom.
I did watch Venom and liked it. I was one of the only people who liked it.
Boom. They got you. Mike, where are you?
I am a Scorpio, sir.
A Scorpio.
Oddly enough, so is my daughter, as you guys are both fans of each other.
Well, you know, Scorpios don't tend to do well with each other, so that's why.
You can feel the tension every time she enters the studio.
Well, yeah, she starts talking ass to him, isn't it?
Correct.
We got the sting, you see.
Yeah. You revel in mystery and can choose from titles like Wednesday and You.
Okay. I feel like they give us a lot of the more goth, darker stuff.
Yeah, you guys are creepy.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, you like horror movies, right?
I do. I do. And we're right around Halloween.
My daughter was watching a horror movie last night.
Which one?
I'm not sure. She walked into the kitchen. I said, baby, what's wrong? I'm like, are you okay? She's like, yeah, I'm all right. I'm just trying to find a word. Basically, whatever scene she saw just kind of jolted her brain a little bit.
Sure, kind of freaked her out a little bit.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, you know, but she likes it.
Right.
But she just had to give herself a break, too.
It's a fun little thrill.
Yeah, to fully comprehend whatever the hell she saw.
Yeah.
All right, man.
I'm a Capricorn. We activate our boss mode with shows like Suits and Hostage.
Okay.
Yeah. Suits, Hostage, which one? I don't know.
Suits is the...
No, I know Suits, okay. But Hostage. I've never even heard of that one.
Neither have I, actually. Hostage.
Ted, how do you not know?
Come
You're
on,
a Capricorn.
Ted. You would like that show, Ted.
I know all about it. I just don't want to tell you, gentlemen.
Okay, I see.
All right, I got to
keep it to myself.
I got the dates here if you want to do some more there, Ted.
Thank you, because I was like, all right, Leos. What date is a Leo?
Those are July 23rd through August the 22nd.
That's my mother and my brother.
Okay.
And my sister-in-law.
Well, do any of them have main character energy?
Mother and my sister-in-law, for sure. Well, hell, my brother.
It says they do, so they probably enjoy Emily in Paris and The Crown.
Oh, but they do.
All right.
That sounds exactly
Don't
like
think
that.
He would.
Let's see. Tauruses.
The Taurus.
That's my son.
420 through 520.
The life of the party. Might like yes. Mamma Mia and Nana's.
Mamma Mia?
I don't think he would dig Mamma Mia so much, but he is the life of the party. I'll hand him that.
Nana's.
Mayonnaise.
Did we do Sagittarius yet?
Sagittarius, that is November the 22nd. I am one day early for that through December the 21st.
Oh, so right before in between us.
That's been in between us, right?
Ooh. Sag.
They're for the... All right.
Sag.
For the adventurous, they recommend The Witcher and Jurassic Park.
All right.
Ooh.
The Sagittarius got it going on.
Now, this is weird. I'm not a Libra, but I like what they got.
My dad's a Libra.
That's September the 23rd through October 22nd.
Tell you what, man. I'm not big on this stuff, but your dad being a Libra with what they wrote here... Pans out. Known for playing fair.
Yes, right? Very much so.
I feel like he gets angry if it's not done fairly.
Yes.
They could find drama-packed stories such as Peaky Blinders and Ozark. I love both those.
I think he would probably enjoy those shows.
I thoroughly enjoyed Peaky Blinders. I think I'm only a season and a half in, and then I just got busy, but it was a very, very fun show from what I was watching.
Oh, go finish that.
Yeah.
Peaky Blinders is very good.
Okay.
And it's funny that they're not kidding. I follow an influencer from England that comes to America a lot. And, like, when he does the accents, like, that Birmingham. Like, Birmingham. It's completely different than, like, London or, like,
oh, yeah.
Or, like, the Scouse accent, you know? It's just like, wow. For such a little country, they got a lot of stuff going on. Pisces, you're dreamers. You might enjoy A Star Is Born or Exo Kitty. That means hug and kiss your
hug and kiss the cat. Mm.
That's February 19th through March 20th.
Give it a big old hug and kiss, baby.
Yeah.
That's
not what I meant.
And we're back.
All right, what's Gemini?
Gemini, you got May 21st through June the 20th.
Ooh, I don't know if I know anybody in there. Let's do June the 20th. I do. Marshawn.
Right. Oh, Marshawn, all
He's
right.
He's a Gemini. Oh, of course. He enjoys gossip-heavy shows like Bridgerton and Sex and the City. He's a bit of a
drama.
Gossip.
You dirty bitch.
Oh, drama. You gossip queen. Make sure I call him at the, hey, queen.
Drinking something out of a long stem with his pinky out the entire time.
I got the tea. You know how he does. what are we missing there? I think that's everything, right?
We got Cancers, which are June the 21st through July the 22nd, I think we have.
Oh.
That's my sister.
For those... Ooh. No comment?
Wow.
That was... Who feel...
No, recover like from this,
Dan. Who like to feel it all. They include Heartstopper and Ginny and Georgia.
Yeah, she kind of wears her heart on her, heart on her sleeve there.
I thought it said for those who think they know it all.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go. We got everybody in there.
Got everybody in.
Another thing, listen, I could go on and on. Temperatures, sports, every sport you could imagine. Mm-hmm. Pumpkin spice lattes, apples. Right? I just love fall. Right? So overall, it's great.
I just say football, but you know, you do you.
Well, here's the thing. My buddy's wife, right? She's into fall or autumn, as I like to call it. And she's like, I don't like football. I said, I know. I said, you like fires? Warm sweater? Maybe a little apple cider? Warmed up? She's like, I'm in.
Yeah.
So it's all that stuff. Also, generally in late September, early October, SNL, Saturday Night Live comes back. So again, another reason to enjoy the fall. Now, last year was their big 50th anniversary. So they didn't really mess around with, like, new cast members or anything like that, as they were so focused on that. So basically, this year, we usually know by now what's going on, but there's no real word. Basically, they'll announce some new cast members in a week or so.
Damn.
But so far, only one cast member is confirmed to return for the upcoming season. That's James Alston Johnson, who plays President Trump.
Yeah.
So you got to have him. But no word on Kenan Thompson. Most people assume.
If I'm a betting man, I'm saying he's back.
I feel like Kenan is the longest running member of all time. I'm pretty sure he is. I feel like he's almost like, if he'll leave when it's on his terms, maybe.
I believe that, yeah. I
mean, I'm surprised Lauren Michaels is coming back. I really thought, Colin Jost was going to take over that show.
You think Colin Jost, you think Tina Fey? Because I've heard both of them kicked around.
That's a good call.
Right, because she was deep in the writer's room, and whether you know it or not, massive influence during her tenure there, massive influence on the direction that the show went.
Well, and Tina Fey, if I'm not, I might be mistaken, but I feel like she wrote 30 Rock, too.
She did,
wrote,
yeah.
Right, so I can almost see her.
Tina Tani Fey.
Doing that more. Colin Jost, I should say, I don't know how they
get
her.
We don't know how deep he is in it, but.
Right, Che seems like he still likes doing comedy and going on the road.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he would, but you're right. Either those are the two names that come up the most.
So it'll be neither of them.
You know, you're probably
some
right.
Person we've never
Conan heard. O'Brien. Right.
That would be
I mean,
great.
That's another good call. Conan could come back. I mean, I don't think Larry David now wants to do it.
I don't think
he
so.
He was a longtime writer. I mean, that's the other crazy thing is there's so many people that have been a part of that show that we don't even think about. That maybe were a cast member for a year or a featured player or writers or this and that. But it is kind of interesting they're taking this long to really talk about it. So a lot of people are suggesting like there's probably going to be some big changes. And truthfully, look, SNL, for as much as I like it, they hit and they miss.
They do, but that's what I like about it.
They give it a shot, though.
Right, and sometimes they get rid of people that I think in retrospect, you should have kept around longer.
Oh, yeah, there's a few of those.
Yeah, so who knows? But that announcement should be out in the next week or two.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go to Florida, where a woman dressed as a hot dog is arrested after toilet papering a car. We say in Florida for an IHOP waitress who took it way, way too far.
Oh, yeah.
Georgia man tells cops he doesn't need a driver's license while traveling. Woman goes up to her ex-boyfriend's truck with a crowbar and does her thing. And a boyfriend starts watching porn while having sex with his girl. She was not amused by that. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. You're right, Miles. She was not amused at all. We go to Florida where the sex is vanilla, apparently. Police were called about a domestic disturbance. The story goes that a couple had gotten into an argument right in the middle of a little love-making session, but the argument boiled to the point that the man actually headbutted the woman, bloodying her face. She was taken to the hospital and the man was arrested, but the reason why they started arguing is because right in the middle of the sex between the two, the man started watching porn.
She must have been crushing it.
Yeah, that didn't sit right with the woman who was totally turned off by his actions and invited him to conclude matters himself.
All right.
Yeah. So... And an argument goes out.
I can't imagine doing that. But
Right. Like, you're in the throes. Like, you're in the middle of it. Like, hang on. Let me just pull out my phone here.
You're doing the thing that you're watching people do.
Right.
Like, you've won.
How bad are we at this?
I know.
Also seems like something you could do together with your partner.
Right.
Sure.
You talk about it beforehand. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. I know that's the thing for some people, but this needs to be talked about beforehand. You don't just slip these things out. There's conventional sex, and then we start getting a little bit freaky. When we do, we talk about it.
Yeah.
We need to give that little flag out there first.
Yeah.
You don't want to go in thinking that you're going to have just regular consensual sex with somebody, and then all of a sudden they put a mask on. Like, that needs to be discussed first. Not that it's a problem. It just needs to be discussed first.
God, I really want to do this now.
They just show up, just come around the corner with a big old mask on.
Yeah, just like a Batman mask or something. Yeah. What's with the mask? Like, just... It's how I enjoy myself.
It's got all the right parts exposed.
Right.
Tonight, I'm not Ted. I'm Batman. Oh, God. In other news, still in Florida, a woman is being sought by police for violating her parole. The charges stem from an earlier incident in which she sought revenge on an ex-boyfriend. Police got the call about a woman showing up to a local home to exact said revenge by smashing her ex-boyfriend's truck with a crowbar, which she did. Right. Now, while this is against the rules, it gets double thumbs down due to the fact it wasn't his truck. It actually belonged to somebody that wasn't involved with the situation at all. She just beat the crap out of some random truck. She pled guilty to those charges after she was arrested and has since violated her parole. Officers are asking anybody with information to come forward so that they can bring her back in and have a bigger conversation.
Damn.
Man. That's already bad enough, taking a crowbar to your ex's truck.
It's and then some the right dude truck. Walks out like, what happened to my truck?
You gotta see this girl, too.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Again, can we leave the truck alone? Can we leave the car alone?
It's not... Pick or just get the right truck.
Yeah, no kidding. I just...
All right,
no.
If you're going to be an a-hole,
don't do it to somebody
get
else.
The right target.
That's right.
That's all.
What about this makes you think that she was thinking clearly at all?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Great point.
My just seeing red at this
point.
Well,
if you're going to date in Florida, man, you got to know your risks.
A little up the road to Georgia, actually, where officers found a real winner. On patrol one day, officers spotted a car driving at 60 miles per hour in a 35 and initiated a stop. They informed the driver why they pulled him over and then requested for his driver's license, which the driver refused to hand over. Already a good point. But before you think that he's dumb enough to just not have his license, have no fear. No, no, no. He attempted to make do with his passport, informing drivers that he was not driving. He was, quote, traveling. He wasn't driving. He was traveling. That's why his passport
was. What is your method of travel?
Shocker. Reports show that he had a suspended license and is also wanted for failure to appear in court.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Man.
I swear this is one of those guys, I would bet my bottom dollar, this is one of those guys that knows the rules better than anybody else.
Oh, of course, he'll tell you.
Right. No, no, this counts. As long as I'm traveling, this counts.
Right.
No, it doesn't, dude.
The passport, I'm traveling.
The memes you read on Reddit do not actually qualify as law.
They were joking.
That's right.
They have to tell you're a cop if you ask them. Yeah, all right. Go ahead and use that theory. See how well it works out.
See what you do.
Yeah,
he's the guy that asks you at the bar, you a cop?
I knew so many people that really thought that was real. She has to say it. Does she?
Does she?
All right, you go ahead. Enjoy your time on Aurora.
Have at it, bud. Back to Florida, where the action is upgraded to the local IHOP. Authorities were called about a harassment claim inside of the restaurant after one of the waitresses got a little too handsy. I actually like this gal.
Wow.
The story goes that the waitress was serving a table with a 51-year-old woman whom she began to refer to as a sexy C.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and proceeded to deliver her a milkshake that she did not order. This is strange.
Is that a sign?
I know.
Well, it's IHOP.
Someone sends you a milkshake, you're like, does that mean they like you?
There you go.
They can't send over there a milkshake.
They can't send a beer. So right. It's like, you know what? I'll get you a milkshake.
You sexy C. She continued to relentlessly refer to the customer with that vulgar term. She kept saying it over and over and over again. And eventually seated herself beside her, began to rub her hands all over on her back, on her arms, even touched her breast.
Why is the customer tolerating this?
I don't know. There comes a point.
Yes. Eventually there's a line that you have crossed.
Well, because the milkshake was good.
It's a really good milkshake, man.
She was even seen laying her head on her shoulder. The patron had no prior affiliation with the waitress, nor gave her any kind of permission to do such things. And the police were called. The waitress was charged with misdemeanor battery. Honestly, this is one of those where I look at the mugshot and I think, really? You're the one that went nuts. Okay. She doesn't show that to me at all in that mugshot. Okay. Yep. Usually with these mugshots, it's like, okay.
The eyes.
Right.
Kind of go,
This one, it's like, what happened to you?
Like, we were down in Arizona at the Talk and Stick Casino.
All right.
Outside of Scottsdale. And I started talking to this older lady. Then her husband came over and he was like, what are you doing with this young stud? And he said it like two or three times. Like, he would leave. She'd be like, can I buy you a drink? My buddies were there. And then he's like, look at you with all these young studs.
Oh.
And by like the fourth time, I was like, are they setting this up for something?
Right.
This is very weird.
You're about to get an invitation.
I'm going to get into a fight with this young stud.
Yeah. Well, he was so nice about it. Like, I'll buy you a shot, young stud.
I don't think it was a fight,
I like
Miles.
Sitting on a chair and watching.
Yeah.
That third young stud. Right? And I'm like, dude, I'm 41. I'm not young.
My little stud doesn't work anymore.
That's right. I'm the reason for the seat in the hotel room.
I thought that was for tying your shoes.
But just in case. Just in case those stories with the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to San Antonio for a reunion that was long overdue. A local library recently received a book in its return slot that they had been missing for some time as it was checked out in July of 1943. The book came with a note of explanation from the grandchild of the one that checked it out. It was a book from a marriage and family counselor that aims to help parents with teaching their children to navigate personal relationships. The note details that the woman who checked out the book shortly relocated to Mexico City and brought the book with her where it was lost to history. It eventually was put into possession of the grandchild after the grandmother passed away, who then returned it, hoping that there was no late fees as their grandmother would no longer be able to pay it anyway. Luckily, the late fees were waived back in 2021, saving them a potential $900 bill, and that is not accounting for inflation. It was a 1 cent a day late fee that accounted for inflation over that time was like 16 grand,
damn,
the equivalent for today. So that's all fun and fine and dandy. Men's Room Sports. The Mariners did a fine job holding up the A's over the weekend, coming out on top of the series 2-1 and staying within two games of first place in the division, thanks to the Baltimore Orioles for holding off the Astros. Thank you, boys.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
That.
Cal's back.
Let's go, baby. Who just took the title for most home runs by a catcher in a single season.
What do you mean, Johnny Bench?
Salvador Perez beat him back in 2021.
Okay, gotcha.
And so now he stands on top. Well done, Cal Raleigh.
Eat your hummus, kids.
Oh, yeah. The Mariners now look to host the Padres, who are in town starting tonight for a three-game series, which starts later on tonight over on Root Sports. As far as your weather, the reprieve is almost here, kids. We've got some clouds moving in tonight to bring temperatures down to the low 60s, but we're expecting another mostly sunny 85-degree day tomorrow, and hopefully that'll cap off the heat wave. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawkins out.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. We'll celebrate some birthdays tomorrow on Sit and Spin. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Yes, indeed, it's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.